This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Indeed, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek His help. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our souls and the consequences of our actions. Indeed, whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can misguide. And whomever Allah chooses to misguide, none can guide him back to the straight path. I bear witness and I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final prophet and his most perfect worshipper. As to what follows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us in the Qur'an to be conscious of him when he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and be conscious of Allah the way that it is deserving that you be conscious of him and do not die except in a state of submission. My dear brothers and sisters, continuing from the previous khutbah that I gave, where I began talking about the verse in the Qur'an in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares iman and compares the kalima of la ilaha illallah with a beautiful and majestic tree. And I had mentioned some of the symbolisms, the metaphor, why is Allah using a tree? And what is the symbolism of the tree and the roots and the branches and the towering beauty that is described? And today inshallah we will continue with the phrase, تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا This tree of iman is giving its fruits throughout the year in all seasons by the permission of its Lord. So in today's khutbah, we will illustrate some of the many fruits of the tree of iman. Allah says the tree of iman is giving you fruits, there's benefit. You get energy, you get sustenance. And Allah Azza wa Jal describes it with two very interesting adjectives, the both of which are not found in any human tree, in any mortal tree, in any tree in this world. Number one, that the fruits of this tree are varied. It is not one fruit. It is not just one fruit. You get multiple fruits, you dates and bananas, that gives you grapes and figs. Doesn't work that way. In all seasons. The tree of iman, it doesn't just flourish in one season, from January to February, from December to... No! Every single season, every month, whenever you need some sustenance, whenever you need some energy boost, whenever you need to recharge your batteries, you can turn to this tree of iman, this gift that Allah has given, and you will be able to find the type of sustenance that you need. So what are some... Rephrase the question in a modern way. Why should I believe? What are the benefits of believing? What happens when I believe in Allah and the Messenger, when I have iman? And again, the caveat, today's khutbah is but one khutbah, and I will summarize some points, and obviously many more can be mentioned. Let us begin from the beginning. It is obvious and self-evident that one of the fruits of the tree of iman is the fruit of Jannah itself. Jannah has only been given to those who have iman. If you don't have iman, you will not get Jannah. This is a fundamental understanding of our theology. And not just any Jannah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا Those who have iman and do good deeds, they shall have the highest Jannah, جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ as an abode to live. And as we mentioned in the last khutbah, the tree of iman varies from person to person. Not all trees are the same size. So based on the tree that you have in this world, you will be gifted the gift of the next life. The stronger the tree in this world, the better the gift of next life. And if you look at the levels of iman, if you look at the degrees of iman, the beauty is that even if you have the bare trunk of iman, the bare minimum of iman, which means those people who are far from Islam but they're still Muslim, they pray occasionally, they fast occasionally, they commit major sins, but they still have somewhere in their hearts some iman. That bare level of iman, You will get from it the blessing of not remaining in the fire of hell. You might, we seek Allah's refuge, that type of person might go through Jahannam for a period of time. But their iman will eventually save them. Hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ دِينَارٍ مِّنْ إِيمَانٍ. A group of people will be taken out of the fire of hell who have the weight of a coin of iman. Then will follow those who have the weight of a seed. Then will follow those who have the weight of an atom. Then will follow those who have adna, adna, adna. The smallest amount of iman. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, no one will be left in Jahannam except those that have no iman. So the bare minimal level of iman will guarantee that inshaAllah ta'ala that person will not remain in Jahannam. But that's not our goal. Our goal is not to go through Jahannam to get to Jannah. Our goal is to get to Jannah straight. How do we get there? We need to have what is called the minimal required level. In Arabic, the wajib of iman. The wajib of iman. If we have that level, we are guaranteed to skip over Jahannam. It is a guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that those who do good deeds, Allah has promised those who do good and those who avoid the major sins, that Allah shall forgive their minor sins. That Allah azza wa jal will not punish them for their minor sins in the hereafter. So there is a guarantee from Allah. How do we get this guarantee? By performing the wajibat, which is the five pillars, and by abstaining from the major sins. Or if we commit a major sin, repent before we die. If we live this minimal lifestyle, which is the five pillars of Islam, and avoiding what is called the kaba'ir, there is a guarantee from Allah. إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلُكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. If you avoid the major sins, Allah says, I shall forgive the minor ones, and I will cause you to enter Jannah, mudkhalan karima, a generous abode. And this is of the fruits of iman. Of the fruits of iman, my dear brothers and sisters, is that when you have iman, any good deed that you do shall be manifold rewarded by Allah. Smiling in the face of your brother will be rewarded by Allah. Helping somebody to drive from point A to point B, helping somebody in the smallest of deeds. Our Prophet ﷺ said, pouring your bucket of water into your neighbor's bucket when they would have to go to the well, this will be sadaqah. But it will only be accepted when they have iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Whoever desires the hereafter, and he strives to get it while having iman, that is the person whose deeds will be accepted by Allah. In other words, those who do not have iman, their good deeds will not be rewarded in the hereafter. Now some people say, but that's not fair. There was a generous person, he helped people for the sake of whatever, not for Allah. Why should he not be rewarded? And the response is, Allah is Kareem, and Allah is Mannan, and Allah will reward any doer of good, but only those who believe in Allah shall be rewarded in the hereafter. Those who don't believe in Allah, they will be rewarded in this dunya for the good that they have done. And this is the epitome of justice. Why should Allah give what was not desired by the one who did the deed? The one who did the deed and he didn't believe in Allah did not want Allah to reward him in the hereafter. So why should Allah reward him? He never desired Allah. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Whatever he desired, he got. He wanted fame, he wanted peace, he wanted satisfaction, he shall get. Get that. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this in the Quran. Whoever does not believe in the Akhirah, نُوَفِّ إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا. We shall return their good deeds in this world. We'll reward them in this world. وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ. Allah will not be stingy. They did it, they'll get something. But in the hereafter, that is only for the believer. So iman, what does it do? Every good deed that you do, when you have iman, you will see it in this world and the next world. Double reward. Buy one, get one free. You will get a good in this world and you will get a good in the next world. But only if you have iman. And this is of the fruits of iman. Of the fruits of iman is that the mu'min, the believer, simply by his iman shall be forgiven. In other words, the stronger the iman, the more powerful the forgiveness. Sometimes even without asking Allah's forgiveness. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Oh Allah, we have iman, therefore forgive us. Simply because we have iman, oh Allah, forgive us. And so Allah shall forgive the believers simply because of their iman. Of the fruits and blessings of iman is that iman allows us to be protected by the protection of Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends the believer. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah shall defend on behalf of those who have iman. And when Allah is defending, what enemy can possibly harm you? When Allah is fighting on your behalf, when Allah Azza wa Jal is defending, what enemy can possibly harm you? So this is of the fruits of iman. Of the fruits of iman, my dear brothers and sisters, and this is an amazing thing, the more iman you have, the easier it is to acquire more iman. The more iman, the easier to move higher and higher. In other words, you put in a little effort, Allah will give you a lot. You put in a little more, Allah will give you even more. The higher you climb in iman, the easier is the climb. So every next step shall be easier than the previous one. And this is a blessing of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Those who believe and do good deeds, Allah will guide them because of their iman. So when you have iman, Allah will give you more iman simply when you desire iman. All you have to do is want it. And Allah says, يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Because of their iman, Allah will guide them even more. So the more you have, the easier it is to acquire more. Every footstep you take, realize the next step is going to be easier. And what a great blessing for the people of iman. Of the blessings of iman and of the fruits of iman, and it only occurs to the believer, is that famous hadith narrated in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. Wondrous are the affairs of the one of iman, for all of his affairs are always good. And then he said, and that only happens for the mu'min. That only happens for the mu'min. The mu'min is never a loser. The mu'min never comes out in a losing situation. The mu'min is always a winner. It is a win-win for the mu'min, no matter what happens. And that's why he said, and that is only for the mu'min. How so? If some good happens to him, he thanks Allah, and Allah gives him even more. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If something bad happens to him, he is patient, and Allah rewards him for his patience. Hence, the sum total is that the believer is always rising, rising, rising. There is no situation that any believer can face except that the believer can convert it to become a positive. No matter what negative happens, the sum total will always be positive, and that is only for the believer when they have the right attitude. And that is of the fruits of iman. Of the fruits of iman is that even political stability in this earth is given to those who have iman. We are being persecuted around the globe. We are seeing the rise of Islamophobia. What is one of the responses? Not the only one, but what is one of the responses? There is no doubt that one of the main responses is that we need to strengthen our iman. And this isn't just some superstitious joke. This isn't some backward talk. This is the reality. Without the help of Allah, we have no help. Now, I'm not saying that's the only thing. We also have to do other things in the media, in politics. That's another topic. But no doubt, where does it begin? From the qalb. Where does it begin? With your own relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Meccan phase, when the Muslims were being persecuted and the Sahaba were wondering, for how long will this last? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah is promising. He didn't need to promise. Allah always speaks the truth. But when Allah says, I am promising, the point is to emphasize, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ. It is Allah's promise to those who believe and do good deeds that I shall give you political authority in the land. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The Muslims of Mecca could never have imagined the sanctity of Medina, the peace of Medina, the izzah of Medina. They could never have imagined that in one generation they would be knocking on the doors of the Persian Sassanid Empire and the Byzantine Roman Empire and conquer half, nay, three quarters borders of the given world. The Sahaba themselves, who were persecuted in Mecca, they walked in to conquer the Persian capital of Ctesiphon of Sassanid Persia, and they conquered all of that land. The same Sahaba who were being persecuted, now they are distributing the treasures of Kisra and Khusra. That is what Allah said in the Quran. Wa'ad Allah, I promise you, you worship me, you have faith in me, you have iman and do good deeds, I shall give you that security you want. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Literally it translates, give them the khilafah in the earth. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And that's exactly what Allah did to the Sahaba. He gave them that izzah and that power, the likes of which we have not seen for 14 centuries. And this is of the fruits of iman. Of the fruits of iman, my dear brothers and sisters, of the fruits of iman is that iman gives us the strongest sense of optimism during times of pessimism. Iman gives us courage during times of weakness. Iman gives us that internal strength that we need, such that any negative situation can be faced with a positive attitude. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an escape route for him. Allah will allow him out of the situation he's in. And Allah will provide for him from sources he never expected, from situations, from help he never thought would come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help. When will it happen? Those who have iman and taqwa. Of the blessings of iman, my dear brothers and sisters, of the fruits of iman, is that iman brings about glory even in your personal life. It raises you and your rank in the eyes of Allah and in the eyes of His beloved. Allah says in the Quran, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ. Allah shall raise the ranks of those who have iman and of those who have knowledge amongst you. Allah shall raise their ranks, which means in this world they shall be beloved and honored and respected, and in the next world their maqam will be high in Jannah, because Allah shall raise their ranks because of their iman. And this is of the fruits of iman. Of the fruits of iman, and this is especially relevant given the climate we live in, given the times that we live in, of the fruits of iman is that iman provides us a sense of stability, of purpose, of higher purpose. Those who don't have iman will never find internal peace. Why are we here? Who created us? What is the purpose of life? What is going to happen after death? Only the mu'min can answer these questions. Those who don't have iman, they shall live in confusion. They shall live not knowing the biggest answers to this life. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that Allah azza wa jal gave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hidayah. And what did that do? وَرَفَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. We lifted the burden that was on your chest and shoulders. Our scholars mention the burden of not knowing how to worship Allah. It's a burden. And those of us who are born Muslim and have remained Muslim, we do not know what it feels like. Alhamdulillah for that. But we do not know what it feels like to not have hidayah, to not have iman. Speak to those that are sincere but outside of Islam. Speak to them about their emptiness, their spiritual bankruptcy. They don't know what is the purpose of life. They don't understand. When you have iman, you have a sense of higher purpose, you have a sense of belonging. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Give the example of the one whose heart is at peace because of Islam. شَرَحَ الصَّدْر is to be at peaceful heart. Iman gives about a sense of peace, a sense of knowledge of who I am, why am I here, who created me, what is the purpose of life. And that will only happen for the mu'min. The one who rejects faith, they shall live in a perpetual darkness of confusion. Allah says in the Quran, is his example the one who has iman the same as the one, كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. The example of the one lost in darkness, never finding an exit from that darkness. Notice, Allah says, when you have iman, you have a light. You can see around you. You know everything. Just like when it's sun, you can see. You can situate yourself. When you don't have iman, Allah says, he is in the pitch black. He has no idea where he is. He's wandering aimlessly. And what a beautiful metaphor for the life of the believer who knows where he is. He sees the destination. He knows how to get there. Versus the life of the one who doesn't have iman, there is no destination. There is no higher purpose. Just wandering aimlessly day by day. And this is of the biggest fruits of iman in this world. Of the fruits of iman, my dear brothers and sisters, following up from the last point, of the fruits of iman, many people presume mistakenly that when I choose to believe in Allah, when I choose to live a righteous life, when I choose to be a good Muslim, I shall have to sacrifice this dunya and live miserably so that I only get the akhirah. And this, wallahi, is one of the plots of shaitan so that we don't fully appreciate iman. Do you really think that the one who chooses Allah will ever suffer? Do you really think the one who turns to Allah will ever be disappointed? No, the one who chooses iman, that is the only one who shall get this dunya and the next. And that is only for the mu'min. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Qur'an when He says that مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever does good deeds, whether they're male or female, this is the real equality, spiritual equality. And that's another topic altogether. What Islam guarantees between men and women is spiritual equality. They are both the same in the eyes of Allah in terms of their soul and ruh. As for other issues, that is another topic altogether. Whoever does good deed, male or female, and they have iman, that is the person Allah says. Look at the Arabic. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We are going to bless him with a sweet life. حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. That haya will be طَيِّب, pure, beautiful. The mu'min shall live a beautiful life in this world before the next world. The one who chooses Allah, Allah chooses him, and that person will never be disappointed. And this is of the fruits of iman. Of the fruits of iman, my dear brothers and sisters, of the fruits of iman is that death becomes an easy transition to the next life. Every one of us will face death. Every one of us will see the angel of death. Every one of us will feel a panic and anxiety, except for the shaheed. Otherwise, all of us feel a panic and anxiety. But for the believer at the time of death, what is going to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that the angels are going to console the believer at the time of death. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Those who believe, Allah Azza wa Jal will make them firm in this world and in the next. The scholars of tafsir say this in the hadith as well. In this world means at the end of this world, when they see the angel of death, Allah will bless them to say, La ilaha illallah. May Allah make our last kalima, La ilaha illallah. That will be blessed for the believer. Allah says in the Quran that لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. They will be given glad tidings in this world and in the next world. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Those who say Allah is our Lord and they are firm in that, the angels will come and they will say, don't worry, don't be scared. We will take care of you. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ. When will this happen? This will happen at the time of death, when the believer will see the angel of death, and immediately there's going to be a little bit of fear. But then Allah Azza wa Jal says, they will be surrounded by beautiful angels. And the angels will say, don't worry, don't be scared. We'll take care of you. We are your friends and protectors. We'll take care of you and your family after you. Who will get that blessing? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And this is of the fruits of iman. Of the fruits of iman, my dear brothers and sisters, is the stronger one's iman, the stronger one's attachment to the ummah, and the stronger one's attachment to the ummah, the stronger will be the brotherhood and the unity of Islam. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The people of iman, they are like families, brothers all together. And this is of the fruits of iman. Of the fruits of iman, my dear brothers and sisters, is that on the day of judgment, on the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy all sources of light, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ أَوَيْذَا النُّجُومُ كَذَرَتْ, all the sun, the moon, the stars will be destroyed, and we will be immersed in pitch black darkness. Then we will be told, all of us, go find Jannah. How will you find Jannah in darkness? How will you cross the Sirat in darkness? How will you manage to save yourself in that time frame? Allah says that at that time frame, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. On that time, the believing men and women, they will see their iman as a light shining forth. In other words, when Qiyamah finishes and people are told to go to heaven or hell, there will be darkness. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will grant every person a unique flashlight, a unique torch. That torch will be your own iman. The stronger your iman, the stronger your torch. The stronger your iman, the brighter you can see where you're going. You can cross the sirat. And the weaker the iman, the weaker the torch. This is of the blessings of iman. So make sure our iman is strong. And the final blessing we'll mention, and again, this is a short khutbah. And the fact of the matter, before I get to the final blessing, my dear brothers and sisters, it is true to say, Ibn al-Qayyim says this, that every single pure blessing of this world and the next, every single pure joy of this world and the next, every single halawa, sweetness of this world and the next, you will only find it from the tree of iman. Any other source of happiness is going to be polluted. I'm not saying you cannot find happiness. You will find happiness in sin. But we all know what happens with the happiness of sin. You feel guilt, regret, disgust, anger. You feel remorse. As for the happiness that comes from iman, there is no negative side effects. There's no bitter consequence. Every single blessing of this world and the next that is pure, that is unadulterated, that shall give you ultimate peace, it comes from the tree of iman and only the tree of iman. But we have to conclude this list, and we conclude with the greatest blessing of iman. You will ask me, what is greater than Jannah? I started this list with Jannah. What can possibly be bigger than Jannah? There is a blessing that is even bigger than Jannah. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ. Those who do good, they shall have al-husna. One of the names of Jannah is al-husna. They shall have Jannah. وَزِيَادَ. And more than Jannah itself. What is more than Jannah itself? It is explicit in the Quran. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. On that day, faces will be shining bright because they will be looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the ultimate blessing of iman that will not be given to those who don't have iman. كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. The people of kufr, on that day, they shall be a hijab between them and Allah. Imam al-Shafi'i said, when Allah Azza wa Jalla has threatened with punishment the people of kufr with the hijab, this means that the best reward will be the lifting of the hijab for the people of iman. And this is of the fruits of iman. And even this will be given in accordance with one's iman. The stronger was one's iman, the more one will be able to gaze at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, the tree of iman is indeed a precious tree. Inshallah, we all have this tree. But every tree, it needs to be watered. It needs to be shown the sun. You need to protect it from predators. The tree of iman, the sun that it needs is the Quran and Sunnah. You need to expose yourself to the Quran and Sunnah so that your tree grows. The water that you're going to feed your tree with, it is your good deeds. You need to water your tree or your tree will shrivel up. You need to keep on doing good deeds so that the tree becomes stronger and stronger. And the weeds and the predators that attack that tree, these are the weeds and predators known as sins. And the stronger the sin, the more it will attack the tree. You need to protect the tree of iman so that it grows and grows and grows. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran. And may He make us of those who its verses they understand and those who applies halal and haram throughout their lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask, for He is the Ghafoor, the Rahman. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, in around a week or a little bit more, we will be beginning, as we all know, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And these are the 10 days that Allah Azza wa Jal made a qasam on. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Ibn Abbas said, Layalun Ashr are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And our scholars say that there are two time frames of the year that are the holiest of the holy. The last 10 nights of Ramadan are holiest in terms of nights. And the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are holiest in terms of days. So we need to appreciate these days. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no good deed that you can do that will be rewarded more by Allah than the good deeds of these 10 10 days, except for the one who goes out fi sabilillah, leaves everything behind, and he dies a shaheed. That is the one good deed you can do outside of the 10 days. Otherwise, in these 10 days, whatever you do, you cannot equal it outside of these 10 days. Unfortunately, many of us don't appreciate the blessings of these 10 days. We should maximize our ibadat, do as much as we can in these 10 days, avoid as much sin as we can in these 10 days. And of course, the greatest of good deeds in these 10 days is the deed of Hajj, and that is why it comes in these days. For those of us who are not going for Hajj, there is still much that can be done. Of them is the Udhiyah or Qurbani. This is one of the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do. Of them as well is to do constant dhikr in these 10 days. In fact, in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ explicitly linked these 10 days with dhikr. So he said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ. So therefore, in these 10 days, increase tasbih, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. These are the 10 days of dhikr, of ibadah. Every good deed that you do, sponsoring an orphan, giving sadaqah, try your best to do something different every 10 days, every one of these 10 days. And of course, the fast on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. This is only for those that are not going for Hajj. Those that are going for Hajj, they have an even higher ibadah, and that is the worship of Arafah. Those that are not going, one of the most important fasts to do is the fast of the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. So try your best to do that fast. So subhanallah, in these 10 days, we have extra Quran, extra dhikr, extra salah, extra charity, extra every good deed, and especially, my dear brothers and sisters, overall, it is the monitoring of Allah in these 10 days. It is the fact that you understand and appreciate these are holy days, so you try your utmost to do whatever little you can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our good deeds and forgive our sins. Allahumma inni da'in fa'amminu. Allahumma la tada'nana fi hadha al-yawmi dhanban illa ghafarta, wala hamman illa farajta, wala daynan illa qadayta, wala maridan illa shafayta, wala asiran illa yassarta. Allahumma ghfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman, wala taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lil ladhina amanu, rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. Allahumma أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بالسوء فاشغله بنفسه، واجعل تدميره في تدميره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه، وثنى بملائكة قدسه، وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه يزد لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.
لا يزال الخير حيا لا يزال، إن في الدنيا سلاما وظلال، أخبر الأيام أنها في وصال، قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال، قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال.